This is Robbie Dillmore from the Christian Car Guy and Kingdom Pursuit, where we hear how God takes your passion and uses it to build a kingdom. Your chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just a few seconds. Enjoy it and share it. But most of all, thank you for listening and for choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network.
100 Bible questions and answers for families. Inspiring truths, helpful explanations, and power for living from God's eternal word. I'm with the author of this book, Alex McFarland. We're in a chicken spot, a brand new chicken place in Greensboro, North Carolina, home to Alex for many years. Alex, it's good to talk to you. There might be some noise. There might be some hot chicken being served to us here in a second, this new FF chicken. But tell me, my friend, this book, it's like having to write a new book. It's like having a new baby, huh?
Well, listen, I always love whenever a book comes out, I love to share it with you, my dear brother Stu. This came out just about a week, about 8 or 9 days ago, and these are actual questions from actual radio listeners. And 100 Bible questions and answers for families. We talk a lot about parenting and marriage and bringing up children and instilling a biblical worldview in the lives of kids. But, hey, I just want to be on record and say how much I thank God for you, because it was more than 20 years ago. Now, coming up on, like, I don't know, 22 years ago that you and I first met, you put me on the radio. But, hey, can I tell you a story about the power of radio?
Yes.
Stu, did you know, I want you to know, Stu, radio is powerful. Were you aware of that?
I have no idea.
Yeah. Listen, you might have a career in this, but so I'm on the radio like a week ago, and a guy calls in named Carlos. We're going over common questions, and a young man named Carlos, I'm going to guess he might have been 30 by the sound of his voice, and he said, "Mr. McFarland, I'm not sure that I'm a Christian. I prayed a prayer, and he said, I'm not sure I did it right. Can you tell me how I can be sure that I'm really saved?" I said, "Carlos, listen, I am going to tell you, and you and I are going to pray together, and you're going to know from God's word." But I said, "There's probably a lot of people that have a similar thought, Stu." So I said, "If anybody out there is going to pray, I'm going to send you a little booklet that we give people in all our crusades and events. In the immediate aftermath, 10 minutes after this radio show, 67 people emailed us and said, I prayed that prayer. I accepted Christ. Since then, it's been about a week, we've had probably 25 more people. So roughly 93 people in one little radio interview that indicated they accepted Christ. I mean, that's power in broadcasting.
Unbelievable.
And you've got radio all over.
Well, no, you've got this
Western Hemisphere.
Well, listen, this is why we do what we do, and your show, amazing program that you do with Bert Harper, who helped you with this book, is called Exploring the Word on AFR, American Family Radio. Love that network. They're brave, one of our brave affiliates. They carry Truth Talk, so we're honored for all of our AFR peeps that carry this program. You've got 12 sections, 100 questions like, can you lose your salvation? Questions like, how does someone get saved? Questions about Old Testament. What about all these contradictions in the Bible? Alex, I mean, you're kind of, when you open the mic, like you've done many times on Truth Talk for years, and like you do now with Exploring the Word, like you do when you go to debate atheist on college campuses to this day, you know, who knows what's going to come out, right?
Well, we're on the Truth Network. We also have a show, a pre-recorded show called Truth for a New Generation with Alex McFarland, which is on the Truth Network. But we had a fourth grade girl, because these questions, you know, amazingly, we have listeners of all ages. A fourth grade girl asked the question, why did God allow men in the Old Testament to have more than one wife? I had a first grade boy. Now, Stu, think about this. If you don't think kids care about truth, they really do. First grade boy submitted a question. He said, why did God create people? And then under it, he scribbled, why did God create me? That's one of the most fundamental questions. Even a first grade boy wants to know, why am I here? And of course, the answer, to know the Lord Jesus.
Wow.
Isn't it good? People have questions, but God's word has the answer.
And you're just basically taking people back to God's word. The book is 100 Bible questions and answers for families. I'm just amazed. I love this. Can a Christian's name be erased from the book of life? What does it mean to be a godly parent? Okay, what I'm going to do is this, Alex. I'm not going to ask you 100 questions, because I don't want to get 100 answers and blow it. I want people to buy this book and be blessed and share it with their family, share it with their unsafe friends, share it with their pastor. Every youth pastor should put in the budget to get 100 of these for the youth crew.
Well, and by the way, this is in Sam's Club. It's in all the Barnes and Noble. It's on Amazon.com, ChristianBook.com, everywhere. I give God the glory. Even some of these, like if you're at the airport in Hudson News, there's a little revolving kiosk called Choice Books. They're on those, so it's everywhere.
So cool. So he's been all over the world. He's been all over the country. He did 50 states in 50 days. We've interviewed him many times. He's a regular host on the awesome Alex McFarland Show. Truth for New Generation events he does all over the country. He is Alex McFarland. He's with us right now in the hot seat. So I'm going to do a random question. Oh, look at this. Humzu has brought this food. Look at that. Look at those wings. Wow. Look at the heat. Hey, can I get that other sauce, that little, the orange one too? You're awesome, man. Thank you. So look at this. Alex, it's tough. I'm distracted now. I got the cauliflowers. I got the hot wings. But beautiful. I got to ask you a random question. Ready? I'm not looking now. I'm going to put my finger. Okay, Humzu, do this the honor. Stick your finger on this page. We're going to ask him the question that comes up. Ready? Just anywhere. Just stick your finger on this page. Don't look. Okay, now. Okay, ready? Where's his finger? Okay. Oh, my. Here's a good one. What are the gifts of the Holy Spirit? What are the gifts of the Holy Spirit? That's the one his finger landed on.
Well, there are a number of gifts of the Holy Spirit. By the way, Ephesians 4:30 says that when we become a believer, the Holy Spirit indwells us, seals us. There are gifts like gifts of discernment, gifts of mercy showing, gifts of teaching. There is a gift of faith. Do you know faith is a gift to believe God and trust God for things? No, there are also fruits of the Spirit that are the attributes of Jesus in our life. But, you know, spiritual gifts, Stu, are like a supernatural ability that God imparts to you, the believer, for the glorification of God, the furtherance of the Great Commission. Now, no believer has all the spiritual gifts, but every believer has at least one or more gifts, predominant gifts.
Okay, I'm going to do another one. I'm going to do this random, okay? Here we go. I'm just going to throw my finger down. Here it goes. Ready? Okay, ready? You're watching. Here it goes. Ready? Up and down right here. Oh, wow. Oh, how appropriate.
Is that hot?
Beep! Okay. Does the Bible teach that we are living in the last days?
I believe it does. Now, how far into the last days, only the Lord knows. But the Bible, in the New Testament, it says God, who in times past has spoken through his prophets, has in these last days spoken to us through his son, Jesus Christ. So if in the first century when the New Testament was completed, if we were in the last days then, Stu, I believe that we're in the last of the last days now.
What a question. There's 100 of them in here in this wonderful book by Alex McFarland. We're here together talking about his new book, his awesome radio program. Alex, what's your passion? At the end of the day, how would you summarize your passion of Alex McFarland and all you're doing on media, radio, TV, everything?
Well, my passion is to somehow try to adequately thank Jesus for saving my soul. You know, I wrote this in a journal shortly after I got saved at age 21. I was a UNCG student here in the Triad where you and I both grew up. But I wrote this in a journal. Maybe I was a Christian 6 months, but I said, we're not saved by works, and we're not kept saved by works. But every day post-salvation is a thank you note back to Jesus. And I want my life to be a thank you note. Every day, Stu, I'm trying to work on that thank you note and say, thank you, Jesus. But my passions would also be to see people get saved. And my passion is to see America revived and to see young people be born again and have a biblical worldview.
In our country, we have kids on college campuses protesting Israel, supporting Hamas, who are putting babies in ovens, turning the ovens on and watching them cook, cutting the body parts off of Jews in the Gaza Strip, doing horrific things. And yet we have a whole culture. We have political leaders who will not condemn Hamas, who will not condemn this atrocious, like a Holocaust, another Holocaust is brewing, and no one's, these political leaders, the current regime, is not condemning in outright terms. Silence from Barack Obama and other people like him. Crime is in his hometown of Chicago, is blown up more than ever. Fatalities all over the place. We have crime. There's no consequence of crime. The southern border is going nuts. People are coming in, fentanyl. I just heard this morning the previous administration required a DNA test if an older person brought a younger person in over our southern border, because all these human traffickers are saying, that's my baby, I'm carrying this baby in. Well, they did a DNA test, said, no, it's not your baby. You're a trafficker. Get rid of this person. You claim this to be your parent. Well, the current administration shut that law down. Just come on in, bring the baby, traffic the baby, make tons of money off the baby. Fentanyl sales are all-time high, fentanyl deaths. I just kind of gaslighted you with a bunch of gloom and doom. Give us some hope in Jesus, Alex, and what you're passionate about, and what your word is to our listeners, especially about these last days.
Well, God is able because God is sovereign. And often we'll use words like sovereign or providential, meaning that God is able to intervene and steer the tide of human history. But, you know, one of the founders of the modern state of Israel was a chemist named Chaim Weizmann. He was the first president of the state of Israel, May 14, 1948. He said, miracles are possible, but you have to work hard for them. Meaning, yes, God can save America, but we have to want it and we have to pray for it. Now, yesterday I was along with about 400 people standing on Friendly Avenue, just with very loving signs like pray for the peace of Jerusalem. And most people would give us a thumbs up. Interestingly, there were Jewish people, there were Christian people. We're standing for Israel. Very out of the maybe 300 people there. As far as I know, I was the only pastor. There were a lot of people came up, and I'm an evangelist, I'm a broadcaster, but a lot of citizens, Jews and Christians, no pastors, no senior pastors. And Stu, I just am, I'm burdened that pastors don't often have the courage to stand. But here's what I asked the few people that came by standing for Hamas. I said, what's the matter you don't support indigenous peoples? Because, you know, the college kids from UNCG came out saying, oh, boo, hiss, boo, you're standing for Israel. You know, I'm like, I thought you social justice warriors believed in the rights of the indigenous people. You know, like in Canada, Canada Day, they don't even celebrate anymore, but they celebrate Indigenous Peoples Day. And if you're for indigenous peoples, certainly you are for the people that were in the land of Israel 3,000 years before the birth of Muhammad, the indigenous people, which are the Jewish people. But anyway, we live in a time where worldview is shaping not only public policy, but personal opinions. That's why we need a biblical worldview.
And we're praying for Palestine. We're praying for Palestinians. We're praying for Jews. We're praying for everyone in the Middle East. We're praying that souls will come to Christ. And the answer is not missiles. It's missions. Amen. Alex McFarland, you're doing training camps for young people. You're bringing young people in from all over the country and the world to teach Christian worldview. Give us your website for folks to learn more about your camps, your program, all you're doing for the Lord. Give us the website. How can people learn more about you and sign up for everything? And get your new book, 100 Bible Questions and Answers for Families.
Well, thanks, Stu. The portal is just my name, alexmcfarland.com. We do events, publishing, and broadcasting to evangelize the lost and equip the saved. We're doing 6 youth camps next summer like we did. We had 1,200 kids in the summer of 23, 300 accepted Christ. And that website is equipretreat.org. And then, of course, our viral truth clubs that are blowing up across the country. We give talking points to middle school and high school. We have kids say the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag. Imagine 1,200 kids chanting, we are the generation who will restore America. And then finally, I want to encourage, you know, we do summer camps for youth. We got a summer camp for adults. It's called The Cove, the Billy Graham Training Center in Western North Carolina. I'll be there July 12th through 14th of 2024, my 18th consecutive summer at The Cove. I'll be teaching 1 John, the believer's identity in Christ. So either join us at The Cove or pray for me and go to alexmcfarland.com. Stu, thanks to you, 22 years ago, I first came on the Truth Network, and the phone has not stopped ringing since. Been in 2,200 churches, 200 universities to speak or debate. Everybody that hears this broadcast, I want to speak at your church. So go to alexmcfarland.com, and I will preach, teach, evangelize, apologetics, worldview. And let's plan an event. We have 2 national conferences next summer, one in the Dallas area, one in the Houston area, Truth for a New Generation. You know, I know you, by virtue of your godly dad, he's in heaven now, and your wonderful mom, names like James Dobson, Chuck Colson, Josh McDowell, Dave Jeremiah, you grew up around those people. They've virtually all those people, Johnny Erickson Tata, Eric Metaxas, they've all spoken in my conferences. We've done 49 conferences with, I don't know how many speakers, Ravi, Strobel, Habermas, Colson, Dobson, and you've shared the platform with all these people and more. Conference number 50 and 51 will be in Texas. And look, it's not too soon to think about 2025, 2026, and beyond. Anybody that hears this, if you want to bring a national conference, it takes us about 15 to 18 months to organize an event. So we've got our event preparation manual, prayer teams, publicity teams, logistics, organization. We run our apologetics events kind of like a Billy Graham crusade. So anybody that hears this, if you want to plan an event maybe 2 years from now that will bring together all denominations, people will get saved, Christians will get equipped. Truth for a New Generation can come to your city, folks. But go to alexmcfarland.com.
You believe revival is possible for America?
It's possible, but it will not be actual until Christians pray and unite. And listen, we've got to want God to come. And, you know, Philip Yancey of Christianity Today. Do you remember Amsterdam 2000? Shortly after you and I met, there was a big Billy Graham event. I went to Amsterdam. Philip Yancey gave a big lecture on where God is at work down in the Philippines, in Africa, all around the world. And somebody said, please summarize. He said, the bottom line is this. God goes where he's wanted. Could revival come to America? Massively. But we must pray and desire the presence of God. We have to desire God, Stu. And I'm just not sure that America wants Jesus Christ to show up.
Alex McFarland, learn more at alexmcfarland.com. Is that right?
alexmcfarland.com. Yeah. I was thinking about something. You know, there comes a time when the athlete can't run as fast as they once did. I had a colleague that was an opera singer, literally, and she was lamenting the fact that as she's aging, she can't always hit the high notes in the arias and everything. But I thought about this. The good news is, look, you can have as much of Jesus as you want, because no matter how much you age or whatever, you can always commune with Christ. All right, here's the thought, and I'll close with this. You can have as much of Jesus in your life as you want, but in reality, you do have as much of Jesus as you want. Because if you wanted more, you can have more. You can always be closer to Christ, go deeper in the Word of God. Isn't it something that there is no limit to how much Christ and His Word can be in our life, but we've got to want it. We've got to seek Him. We've got to block out time and prioritize the Lord Jesus. And I feel like if we do, not only will it change our lives, it can change the world.
Back to what you said about the gifts of the Spirit. We're given all the Holy Spirit we're going to get at salvation. The question is, has He got all of us? Are we surrendering to Him? Are we living out what He's put in us in a life of gratitude, responding to His amazing grace? Thank you, Alex. What a blessing, man. You're such an encouragement.
Thank you, Stu.
This is the Truth Network.